If you will be honest with yourself and with Jesus this morning, you can be completely changed forever. I'm going to say that one more time. If you can be completely honest with yourself, completely vulnerable, completely transparent, completely open with yourself and with Jesus, you will be completely changed forever after today, okay? Y'all hear me? Okay? Hear this out. You know we've been talking about why Jesus. Everybody say, why Jesus? Say it again. Say, why Jesus? Does anybody remember when Pastor Sam handed out those little cards and you had to fill them out? Like, why Jesus? So he handed out these cards and they said this. It said, it's hard to believe in Jesus because of X, right? So many of you said, man, I don't know how to do it. I don't even know what this Christian thing is about. So that's why me and Pastor Sam went through talking about how to read the Bible, what Christianity is, and all these different things. But the truth is, hey, bro, you want to preach? No? You don't want to preach? No? Come on, bro. I want to laugh. Come on. All right, dope. Check this out. Hey, check this out, guys. So another card, so that was the main one everybody said. But the second most was this. How do I follow Jesus? Or what is this Christianity thing about since there's so many hardships, so many problems in life? How is it possible that there is a such person as Jesus and he's so amazing and everything else and I got all these problems in my life? I've gone through X, Y, and Z, A, B, and C. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I done went through all these different things in my life. How come, if it's such, like, if there's such a God, I went through all these things? And so, this morning, we're going to talk about something different. Why Jesus? Because he's good. Everybody say, because he's good. So what does that mean? Let me break this down for us really quick. See, many people do not want to follow Jesus, or they turn from Jesus, meaning they give up on following Jesus, because of all the things they've been through. Now, I don't know a lot of you in this room. I know many of you coming into these doors this morning have went through a lot of stuff. Let's just be real. Remember, let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest with Jesus. Many of you went through a lot of stuff at home, maybe at school, being bullied. Many of you have gone through a lot of stuff. But the truth of the matter is, guys, is that Jesus is good. See this, check this out. Hey, come up here, bro. Come up here, you. Yeah, you, come on. Yeah. Well, both of you, come up here. Come on, bro. It's all good. I love you, man. All right, dope. So check this out. Check this out, guys. See, they will ask this question. If there is a God, doesn't he see all the things that I'm going through? Doesn't he know all the things that I'm facing right now? How could you say he loves me when I feel like trash? How could you say that he desires me, that he wants me, but yet I feel so alone? People come in and out of my life. A lot of people say that. Therefore, I'm not loved. See, this is the biggest lie ever. Why? Because you are loved, and within all your problems and issues, within the storm that surrounds you, God is with you, desiring to hold you close. See, check this out. See, this is the goodness of God. Go ahead and put that first one up on the screen for me. See, the goodness of God is the nearness or the closeness of God in the midst of trouble and chaos in our lives. I'm going to say it again. The goodness of God is the nearness or the closeness of God in the midst of trouble. Oh, it's not going to be on the sheet, guys, but that's for later. In the midst of trouble or in chaos in our lives. What are you talking about, Marcellus? I mean that whenever there's a problem in life, whenever you're going through things at home, whenever there's issues and pressure in your life, God is good. Why? Because he's in the midst of the storm with you. That's the goodness of God. That my goodness, God, that I'm going through all these things, but yet you're right here. You're right here with me. See, God desires to heal you this morning from the trauma in which you've experienced. He is the healer. His love will wash away every single one of your fears this morning. See, but here's the thing. We have to be honest with the trauma within us. Many of you have gone through some stuff. But you have to be honest with yourself and say, you know what? God, I need your help. I need your help. Many of you, where's my thing? See, let me see. Matter of fact, let's just go here. Let's look at Psalms 46, 1 through 3. Psalms 46, 1 through 3. That's going to be on the screen, guys. This is for later. Psalms 46, 1 through 3. It's not there. There it is. It says this. God is our refuge and strength. Everybody say, God is my refuge and strength. It says this. And always ready to help in times of trouble. I'm going to say it again. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. The question is tonight. Huh? Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Hey, man, you can go sit back down, bro. It's okay. All right, so dope. I lost where I was at, bro. Threw me off. It's okay. Look, okay, so what is your time of trouble? That's the question. You have to ask yourself. He says, listen, God is always ready to help in a time of trouble. What's your trouble? What's that issue in your life? See, he says this. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. So here is, he's giving an example of some issues or some storms or some problems that could go on in our lives. The question is, what is your mountain that's crumbling into the sea? What's your ocean that's roaring and foaming? What's the problems that's in your life? What is the things that you faced in life that you say, man, I need some healing. I need Jesus in my life. See, look at this. It says, the first verse, it says this. God is our refuge and our strength. Get this. A refuge is a place in which you run to as a covering or a shelter or a place of hiding, right? That's a refuge, a place that you can run to and you can hide and it will protect you from things, from dangers and stuff. And so here's the thing. Everybody say this. God desires to be the wall that surrounds me and the ground that sustains me. See, get this. He says, God is our refuge and strength. So here's the thing. God does not desire you to live this life in your own strength. He desires to be your strength. Okay? So he is my covering, he's my protection, and he's the very thing that holds me up. Right? So then he says, look, all these problems in my life, in the time of trouble, he's right there. And he'll never leave me. And he's my refuge, he's my protection, and he's my strength. In the mountains and the crumbling and all these different things and all the scary things that's going on in life, he desires to be there and hold you. That's the goodness of God. Okay? Everybody say, God is good. Look at Psalms 34, verse 8. It says, taste and see. Everybody say, taste and see that the Lord is good. What does that even mean? Taste and see. What are you talking about? Right? Taste and see. It means experience. Right? Like, his goodness is not something that you learn about. It's not something that you read in a book. It's something you experience. Right? It's something that you realize that in the midst of a storm, bro, God is with me. Like, bro, in the midst of my parents arguing, in the midst of a divorce that my parents are going through, whatever it is, you fill in the blank of what you're going through. God's with me, right? And I have the ability to experience his goodness. I have the ability to experience his closeness, his nearness, his love, his joy in the midst of a storm, in the midst of all the things that's going on around me, right? Let's look at Psalms 34, 17 and 18. It says, the Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. I want to ask you this question, or not really a question. But when you need help, what's the question? Who do you call to? In your time of distress, in your time of whatever that problem is, your depression, anxiety, when your heart is broken, who is it that you turn to? Many times we turn to issues in life. Not issues in life, that makes no sense. Look, many times we turn to watching things that we know that's not our business, you know what I'm saying? Many times we hang out with the wrong crowd, doing things that we know that's not right. But all the while, the reason why I'm doing that, I'm trying to numb or I'm trying to heal something that can't heal. I'm trying to cover or mend a wound in my heart that only Jesus can heal. Watch this. He rescues them all from their troubles. Here's the thing. First thing you have to realize is that God hears you. Everybody say that. God hears me. And the second thing you have to realize is that he will rescue you when you call. Everybody say, God will rescue me. What does that mean? How does he rescue you? What does that mean? It means this, that he's present, that he'll be there, and he won't leave. Watch, it says this. Everybody say, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Hey, Jess, do me a favor. Throw that glass up there for me. You see that? How do you... Listen, y'all. I think the most detrimental thing in life is to have a broken glass. You know what I'm saying? You be trying to drive, and you be like, dang. Or maybe your phone. Who phone look like that right now? Bless you. Look at that. Look, you be like, dang, I can't even go on Instagram. I might get a cut or something. Look, you'd be like, I can't even go on Instagram. I can't be going on Snapchat. I might cut myself. Like, Lord Jesus, right? You know what's so crazy? Hey, look, you know what's crazy? Check this out. Many of us in this room, listen. Many of us in this room, that's what your heart looks like. Many of us in this room, that's what your heart looks like. Shattered. Broken. And if we go back to that verse, it says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Many of you have been going through a lot of things in life. Many of you have some trauma that needs to be healed. But you've been searching for so many other things in life, and they always fall short. Why? Because they weren't made to heal you. Jesus is the healer, and he can heal you from all the things that you're dealing with in life today, right now. So I'm going to read a couple of things that I feel like the Lord was saying, okay? Everybody just hold on tight. There are many in this room who longs for dad. I want everybody to close your eyes. I want you to listen to my voice. I want you to block out everything. There are many in this room who longs for a dad. Many of you might say, man, I already have a dad, but he's not present in my life. Many of you say, man, I have a dad in my life and he's present, but yet I don't know if he loves me. So I have to strive and try to prove that, you know, I'm worthy of his love. I'm worthy of love. We try to strive, trying to show ourselves to be worthy of love. But the truth of the matter is, I just don't feel loved by my dad. We have this longing to be loved by our dads. Our earthly dads are not perfect. I need you to understand that. Some have walked out of your life. They walk in and out of your life, and you've never known him. Some of our dads might be around, but they don't play a major part in our lives. Is that you this morning? Jesus can heal you. Hey, can I get some keys, por favor? Gracias. Thank you. And I want to read this to you, what I believe that Lord wants to do in your lives this morning. See, Jesus desires to heal your broken hearts and mend your minds, meaning he wants to bring your mind back together. Your mind is all over the place. Your mind is like that shattered glass. Can you put that up there for me? Your mind is like that shattered glass, broken. Your heart is broken. But this is what the Lord, I feel like he wants to say to you. Everybody listen. I have been holding your heart in my hands. Your heart has been shattered. It's been broken to pieces. And it's hard for you to trust anyone with your heart. But you can trust me. I love you. Jesus says, I'm gentle. I'm good. I've never left you and I never will. I love you too much to leave you. Many people walked in and out of your life and you based your worth on how others see you. But I see you. I've always known you since you were in your mother's womb. Will you allow me to hold your heart? You can trust me. I love you. You can bet on my love. I'll never remove it. My love is yours forever. Receive it. Jesus loves you. And here's the part where you have to be honest with yourself. I need Jesus to heal my heart. Many of you in this room have been sexually abused. Jesus can heal you. Many of you in this room have been abandoned over and over and over again, but Jesus can heal you. Many of you in this room strive for love. You strive for people to see you. It might not be out in the open, but it could be subtle things like posting on Instagram all the time, getting people to see how many people that like your post, or maybe you post a lot on Snapchat and you're like, man, how many people can I get to view this? And the truth of the matter is, the root of it is because you believe that nobody sees you. You believe that nobody cares about you. But the truth is, Jesus sees you. And he loves you and he wants you today. And he can touch you. He can deliver you. He can heal you from everything that you've been dealing with in your life. But the truth is, you have to be honest with him. You have to be honest with God and say, you know what, God? I need you to heal me. I need you to deliver me. I need you to set me free.